Anti-doping advocates are calling it a drugs-in-sport story with a rare happy ending. It involves two champion cross-country skiers kicked out of last year's Winter Olympics for drug use. Yesterday, an international arbitration panel decided that they have to give back all the medals they won at the Salt Lake City Games. In the past, there were no blanket disqualifications. Athletes had to give back medals only from the events in which they tested positive for illegal substances. The precedent-setting decision is gratifying for one athlete in particular. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It was the final day of the Salt Lake City Olympics, and another enthusiastic crowd turned out for the last cross-country ski event of the Games, the women's 30-kilometer classical. Not long after the race ended, Francois Carrard of the International Olympic Committee appeared at a hastily called press conference with startling news.
And the last and final case, Olga Danilova. The recommendation are disqualification from the women's 30 kilometers classical cross-country skiing event, exclusion from the Games.
Russian Olga Danilova had tested positive for an illegal performance-enhancing drug. So had her teammate Larissa Lazutina, who was stripped of her gold medal in the 30 kilometers. A male cross-country skier from Spain, Johan Mulig, also tested positive and was stripped of his gold medal from a race the day before. Despite nabbing three prominent athletes, Olympic officials were criticized for allowing the three to keep medals from earlier races at the Games. That was standard procedure, with punishment only for the events where the doping infraction occurred. But yesterday, standard procedure changed.
To have this judgment come down and be the right judgment is just, it's a great thing. It's a really incredible feeling.
Canadian cross-country skier Becky Scott was ecstatic when she heard the announcement by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. It ruled that Olga Danilova and Johan Mulig were to be stripped of all their medals from Salt Lake City, even from events in which they passed their drug tests. For several athletes who finished behind them in the standings, it was great news, particularly for Becky Scott. She was third in the women's 5-kilometer pursuit at the 2002 Games. Danilova was first, Lazutina second. Several months ago, Scott's bronze medal was upgraded to silver after Lazutina was penalized for earlier doping infractions. With yesterday's news about Danilova, Becky Scott became the first Olympic athlete to win bronze, silver, and gold in the same event. On a conference call, she admitted it was a bittersweet experience being named champion 22 months after the fact.
You know, it's definitely not the same as it would be, not even close, to having had won that race on that day and in the Olympics and received the gold medal then, but all the same, it's a gold medal, and it's deserved, so I'm very happy.
Leaders in the fight against doping are calling the court's decision ethical and principled, words Dick Pound says aren't used enough when describing the actions of sports bodies supposedly committed to rooting out illegal drugs. Pound is the head of the World Anti-Doping Agency. He calls the court ruling a very good precedent.
This is certainly action, and, you know, you kind of hope it might spread to something like the World Track and Field Championships, where, you know, you might win the 100 and not test positive. You win the 200 and you do test positive, you lose all the results.
Becky Scott and several other athletes won't be wearing new medals until the International Olympic Committee gives final approval to the Court of Arbitration's decision. The IOC has until March to vote. It has never overturned a court ruling. Tom Goldman, NPR News.